joined by Atlantic head wrestling coach Tim Duff. What a day, a quality field of teams. You topped the field, coach. You scored 190-some points. What can you say about the effort here?
Great effort. You know, I guess pleasantly surprised. Our kids competed all day. All 14 kids, I thought they came out and wrestled well. You know, when if you look at where we were seated and where we finished, I think almost all of our guys wrestled above where they were seated or, you know, to it, to their seat or higher. And on top of that, we had a number of bonus, had a number of pins in those first few rounds. And, you know, those 2 points add up, you know, and 2 points, another tech fall, point and a half. And so our kids were working for bonus points, wrestled hard, had a couple nice upset wins there. And, but we didn't sit back after those big wins. We came and attacked the next guy. So saw some growth, I think, mentally. That was good to see. And hopefully we can use that as a springboard to keep pushing forward and know that, we're real close to being a real tough team. So today was a good win for the boys. They get to enjoy it. It's been a few years since we've won this tournament. It's been a few years since we've won a tournament. So fun for them. Enjoy it and go back to work. Next week we, you know, got a full week of training. Then we go up to Marion. We're going to see some teams from Northeast Iowa. Going to see, you know, number one dual team anyhow, Williamsburg, real tough. Benton's a, you know, they're a top five team. So we'll keep pushing forward. We'll keep, collect the data we got today, evaluate it, see what we can do better, and keep moving forward.
When you say collect the data, coach, and we've talked about this before, what do you mean by that?
Look at the film, break it down. See where we're at. You know, you're not defined by one day. You know, it really is just a data point where we are today. On January 11th, it's not where we're going to be, you know, next week. And so it really is just about understanding that it is a process and evaluate where you're at, what you're doing well, and then keep working. Use it to keep gaining confidence, keep improving in situations in those areas where we're struggling, and keep getting better in some of those things we're doing well. And I thought today we stayed in some positions where we're pretty successful, and that's what it's all about, making your opponent wrestle in those situations, in those positions where you're more comfortable. And I thought our kids did a great job of that today.
A lot of leadership is a good leadership this
seeing kids, you know, all the kids, you know, it everybody's pushing each other. That's fun. You know, when you start building that chemistry, you see the kids start wrestling, giving a little more because they know the guy next to them is putting out. And so they put out a little more. And, it's fun to get in a team race like that. Watch kids come out and understand, we're right there with, you know, teams that are, you know, outstanding teams. You know, you got a good field today. And so, I thought that was really something for our kids to be proud of. And again, you know, our leaders, those juniors, our seniors, those juniors and seniors and the sophomores are starting to step up. And, you know, that's the neat thing about wrestling. With all the wide range of kids that get to wrestle, you know, from the 106 pounders to 285, you're going to have kids obviously of different ages that wrestle in those classes, those weight classes. And so all the kids get an opportunity to develop that leadership skills and to get out there and, lead by example, get out there and set the tone and, show what you're capable of.
Very good. Coach, congratulations. Great day. Best of luck next week.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Thanks for all the coverage. Yeah. Appreciate you and Cody. Our fans were great today. Want to give a shout-out. Thought our fans were great. Caroline Pellett did a great job, tournament director. Mr. Andy Mitchell did a great job. Amber Gibson, the hospitality, everything went off. All the table workers, I appreciate everybody that's helped. And thought it was a really good tournament, top to bottom, and proud of the event and proud of our kids.